Here. It's Tuesday, October 25th, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. What employees are doing rather than commuting. Energy Star labels for security and passkeys are now in the wild. This is the Business of Tech. So, what are people doing with all that time by not commuting? Researchers at the Federal Reserve Bank of New York have found that workers across multiple age brackets are sleeping more, pursuing more leisure activities, and cutting overall work hours. Using data from WFH's research, American Time Use Survey, as of June 2020, 15% of full-time employees work fully remote, 55% are full-time at the office, and 30% work hybrid. They found that employed individuals allocate their saved commute time toward leisure activities and sleeping while reducing overall work hours. The analysis found that remote workers spend more time on leisure and sleeping. Younger Americans reported spending more time at social events, eating at restaurants or bars, and exercising. Older age groups allocated more time to childcare, household chores and repairs, and meal preparation. That said, it's not all slacking. A survey from the Conference Board shows that 81% of workers are putting the same amount of effort or more as they were 6 months ago. Just getting the baseline of work done is harder during a labor shortage. Why do we care? I'm pushing back on two narratives. First, that employees are lazy. That isn't what the data shows. And a reminder, yesterday I covered the Surgeon General pushing back on toxic workplaces as a health concern. The second is the larger narrative which I prioritize. Employees are people. That sounds simple. Of course they are. That said, most of the conversation about employee management focuses on just their in-office experiences, which leaves out all the detail of them as human beings. The successful leaders I talk to have a similar thread, viewing people more holistically. I want to continue to highlight that as we make business analysis. I mentioned those cybersecurity labels last week, putting Energy Star-like labels on smart devices to convey information. Well, the idea is popular. In a new survey by BlackBerry, 80% of adults said a cybersecurity star rating system would make them feel safer while using an internet-connected device. Trust is why. Only 1 in 5 adults thought smart speakers are safe from cyber threats, the highest-ranked device among the 10 surveyed. And money talks. 64% of adults say they're prepared to pay more for a device that has been rated as having the highest cybersecurity star rating. The Biden administration is pushing for this initiative to be rolled out in the spring. And while there does appear to be industry support, so far there are few specifics about the idea, particularly around whether or not it will be mandatory and how exactly the label will measure device security. The basic idea? NIST will publish standards, and a third-party licensing body that still needs to be created will rate the products. Why do we care? It's early days on the initiative, so it's a fact of the state of play rather than a criticism. Any program starts somewhere. The key learning here is that customers like visibility when trust is at stake, and visibility matters. Ponder the idea of these kinds of labels more broadly on tech, perhaps even on services. Here's your marketing idea. Consider this proactively. Apple released iOS 16.1 and the new Mac OS, which both include passkey support, and PayPal is following suit, announcing that passkeys are being rolled out to consumers now on the desktop and web interface. Google is currently testing passkey support, and Microsoft says its accounts will work with passkey shortly. The feature with PayPal syncs across Apple devices using iCloud Keychain, and app support will be coming soon. Why do we care? Passkeys are now in the wild in a major operating system and all of Apple's ecosystem. This is a significant milestone, and I suggest that anyone doing support had better be geared up for this. Are you ready with management recommendations, such as password management questions? These are all open questions. Two live stream events to make you aware of. First, we'll be covering the Acronis Cyber Fit Summit from Miami, Florida. Two live stream events to catch, November 7th and 8th, each at 7 p.m. Eastern. And from IT Nation, an IT Nation Connect 2022 newscast, that's November 10th at 7:30 Eastern. Catch both live or in the recording. Thanks for listening. Today is World Pasta Day. It is National Greasy Foods Day, and it is National I Care About You Day. Have some good food with people you care about. I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.